Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at lower ego power and difficulty growing the quality of our mind. This is about how disempowerment gets in the way of growing our mind with truth, a difficulty in which we are having trouble with making a deeper connection to both human and divine truth, a difficulty in which we are having difficulty bringing truth into our mind, or changing things that we already think to bring them into greater alignment with truth, and also getting rid of things we have been thinking because we have come to realize they aren't truth. This is a difficulty in which we are often asking or letting other people do those things for us. But before we go deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve and to be successful, to experience a sense of meaning to our life and getting on with our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place. Because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or the presence of mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. During today's show, we'll begin a focus on growing our minds with truth. Now, you probably never thought about this, but you've taught me that our ability to be connected to truth, to reality, has a profound effect on the quality of life we are able to live. The better connected our beliefs and values and attitudes are connected to reality, the greater version of ourselves and the greater the version of life we can live, because they're connected to truth. We're designed by evolution and the wisdom of the ages to do best when we stand on truth as our foundation when living. When Jesus said, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free," he was speaking exactly to that. Many people may think that because they have this wondrous tool called a brain, that all they need to do is let it do its thing and bring us the truth with our thoughts and beliefs. But that's not how it works. The brain doesn't make distinctions for you involving belief and truth. Fact from fiction, and fantasy from reality. As incredible a tool as it is, it can't do that. You must do that. You must take responsibility for growing your mind with human and divine truth. But it's not as simple as that, because our ego energy can get in the way of our taking that responsibility and effectively growing our mind. Our ego power or flexibility or vulnerability can each get in the way of this happening. This show and the next five are about showing you how it can do that and what you can do about it. How unhealthy, imbalanced ego energy can lead to creating and using faulty ideas and beliefs, values and attitudes, which can lower the quality of our mind as we gain distance from human and divine truth. Distance from reality, which is lowering the quality of our mind. But before we go ahead, I want to answer one very big question you may have, or should have. The question is this: isn't truth relative? Isn't truth in the mind of the thinker of the truth? Isn't truth shaped by a lifetime of relationships, events, and experiences? Well, the answer is yes. But the degree of relativity is impacted by the power, flexibility, and vulnerability in a person's ego energy. Human truth becomes far more relative when the thinker of the truth is being consumed with ego energy issues that involve an imbalance in power, flexibility, or vulnerability. It tends to be filled more with unhealthy beliefs, attitudes, and prejudices that are truth disconnected, reality disconnected. On the other hand, human truth becomes much less relative and far more consensual across people when ego energy is balanced in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. And this occurs even though we may have come from different life experiences. Egoically healthy people tend to think in more similar, consensual, reality-connected ways about various matters, whether they're dealing with relationships or conflict or change or adversity. Now, turning to the focus of today's show, we'll be looking at the impact of lower ego power on a person's ability to grow their mind. People with lower power feel very disempowered and often look for others to tell them what to think or believe, or not to think or believe. They are often disempowering themselves and often over-empowering others to think for them. Their sense of helplessness often leads them to trust others more than themselves, readily allowing them to control their mind with the right ideas and beliefs. They often distrust themselves, and they have difficulty empowering themselves to think for themselves, while often questioning their ability to do so. And this happens even though they are often quite intelligent people. Their lower ego power is overruling their willingness to use their mind independent of others. So they have difficulty thinking for themselves. Well, does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in the roles such as the dependent, the depressive, and the conformist that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms which indicate if a lower ego power voice, a lower ego power energy, is talking to and through you in your life. I'll be talking about a few here, but there are many more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid. Here is the first symptom. You lack confidence in your ability to think for yourself. People with lower ego power often lack the ability or the confidence in their ability to think for themselves. This is part of the disempowerment that's going on with lower ego power energy. Here are some questions that follow on from that symptom and may take you closer to knowing whether you or somebody you know is experiencing it. Do you often look to others to tell you what you should think or do? This is something that people with lower ego power do, is they often look for other people to guide them, to tell them what they should think or do, particularly in situations when they are actually capable of doing it for themselves. Do you automatically assume that when you think differently, it must be wrong? People who are feeling very disempowered often take a negative view of their ideas and their thoughts and their beliefs and start with the assumption that it must be wrong. They may look for other people to tell them, no, that's right. But they have a difficult time telling themselves from within that something is correct, is accurate. Another question. Do you go with someone else's ideas over your own? So maybe you're thinking one thing and they're thinking another thing, and you may feel somewhat good about your ideas, but still you go along with the thinking, the ideas, or the beliefs. In some respects, you're playing it safe. Do you second-guess yourself a lot? This is something people with lower ego power do. They often second-guess themselves, that lack of confidence coming forward. And also, do you often feel to speak up when you're in a group setting? This is something that people with lower ego power often do, due in part to their lack of confidence or willingness to exert some control within that environment by speaking up their ideas. So these are a few of the ideas, the questions tied in with that first symptom having to do with lacking confidence in your ability to think for yourself. Here is the second symptom. You disrespect and you attack your thinking with lots of self-criticism. People with lower ego power often disempower themselves in this way. They attack themselves. They question themselves. That's just the nature of this energy that's flowing into the mind that leads to these kind of ways of looking at themselves in their mind. So some questions that are connected to this particular symptom. Do you put your ideas and yourself down? Again, criticizing yourself, overly questioning yourself, maybe telling yourself they can't be right because I thought them. Do you call yourself names? Sometimes people may call themselves stupid or that they're an idiot. And it's not an isolated thing. They may do it fairly frequently. Do you dumb yourself down? In a way, you're convincing yourself that you are not smart, that you can't be smart. Or do you allow others to attack your ideas and perhaps you agree with them? You know, they attack your ideas maybe in an unhealthy kind of way, and you agree with their attacks. Do you remember any particular people from your childhood who were particularly big on insulting your ideas? Unfortunately, during our childhood, we may confront some pretty unhealthy people. Some of them are mom or dad or a brother or a sister or maybe some other peers, but people that have some ready access to us and maybe relatively consistent access, and they have often insulted us in ways that we don't realize were having to do with their own issues that we didn't really know existed. So those are some of the questions tied into that symptom. We'll go on to the next one. You think believing everything people tell you will empower you and make you smarter and make your mind stronger. Again, this idea that listening to other people is going to make me a smarter person. It's going to make my mind stronger because they know the truth and I don't. This is in a way disempowering yourself by over-empowering others, making others seem to be more empowered with greater ideas and so on. It often leads to this. So do you assume that people always know what they're talking about? You know, sometimes people don't really know what they're talking about. The people with lower ego power have a difficult time realizing that. Do you have the ability to realize that people don't know what they're talking about? Again, that's sort of similar to the first question, I guess, but that knowing that, you know, they really may not know exactly what they're talking about, that they're ill-informed about things. Or do you falsely or blindly empower them with knowing the truth? People with lower ego power just, again, I guess, assume that people that they are listening to are accurate or telling them things that are true, which they may not be. And also, do you fail to look for the holes or the missing pieces in what people are telling you? People with lower ego power often have a difficult time engaging in that healthy skepticism, that healthy questioning, because that's empowering to do that kind of thing, but they have a difficult time with doing that. So as a result, they may fail to notice what is wrong in whatever people are telling them, assuming that everything that they are sharing with them is the right thing to think or believe. So those are a few of the symptoms. We're going to talk about one more after we return from the break. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OWN Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OWN Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OWN Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OWN Times endeavor. Host your show with OWN Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. Before the break, we were talking about symptoms involving lower ego power energy and its impact on our ability to grow the quality of our mind. I want to talk about one more before we go on to talking about the reflections of ego stupidity. The next symptom is that you often have difficulty questioning the accuracy and validity of what others are telling you. People with lower ego power often have difficulty with questioning the accuracy, the validity. They are in some ways disempowering themselves by failing to display that criticism or that questioning that is necessary in all cases. There's nothing wrong with that. It just means that we're working with our mind and we're bouncing off the things that we're listening to and hearing against what others are saying in order to seek to find our way to truth, whether we're learning it from others or maybe we're learning it for themselves. So do you have trouble raising questions about what you're being told and offering questions to others rather than taking things in an unquestioning manner, which often happens for those with lower ego power, because taking control in some respects involves asking people questions, challenging them to tell you more, to define whatever they are saying better, to see how connected to truth it is or isn't. Do you fail to express your disagreement? People with lower ego power have a hard time expressing disagreement. Again, this involves some degree of assertiveness. This involves some degree of empowerment in being able to do that, something that people with lower ego power have trouble with. Also, do you assume the things are true because it's in writing or somebody said it? You know, a lot of times when people read a book, they assume that what's in the writing is accurate, when maybe it isn't, or that when people are saying something that it's accurate. One of the things I remember in my, I guess, development is really reading material, particularly even in the area of psychology, that I looked at and said, you know, I don't think that's right. I don't agree with what that is about. This was an experience I certainly encountered when I was reading A Course in Miracles, and the various references to ego that I saw and heard within, saw within the writing, that is, that I questioned because they were not in alignment with the things that I had run into and encountered in my work with people over 40 years, particularly the ideas or themes that suggested that ego had an awareness of God or that ego had an intentional quality that was intended to undermine our healthiness, that ego in some respects had an intellectual quality and awareness of what it was doing in our life, which it doesn't. So being able to question the things we read is very difficult for people with lower ego power. Do you know that you're truly empowered when you can hear or read something and question it with whether it's true? That whole questioning thing is a good thing. It's an unhealthy thing for us to do. We shouldn't just assume that. But unfortunately, that's something people often do, is not question what they're being told, as well as being able to not view the brain as the primary source of knowing if something is true or not. We need to become that source of understanding with truth so that we can healthily add new truth into our mind, that we can change or modify what we call existing truth, maybe beliefs or attitudes or values, to be in more in alignment with reality, and also being able to remove those things that we have learned from our experiences just aren't true. Okay, so those are some of the symptoms. There are more, as I said, in my book. We're going to go ahead to talk about reflections of ego stupidity for people with lower ego power in their difficulty with growing their mind. These are reflections that are happening. These are some of the ways that various or lower ego power can impact their ability and willingness to work with their mind. Some of these may seem strange or weird or wrong or funny, but that's because you're not living in that energy. But for those with lower power, it's leading them to engage in these things, these ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts and feelings and behaviors that can affect their ability to think for themselves. It can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal, but they're not. And like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism that the lower power person is looking through to see what's happening. The lower power person is an intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable person, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to that energy. And they can remain stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of knowing what ego is and isn't, getting to a truer, more accurate understanding of what ego is, something that I talk about in my books and my earlier programs. Also, being able to tune into our ego energy, getting to know the amount or volume of the ego power, the ego flexibility, and ego vulnerability that we are experiencing. And this is something I assist you with. You can never do this on your own. And that occurs through the across the books and the website and these podcasts. And one more contributor is replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected, illogical, irrational thoughts and beliefs that we created with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. And the next part of today's program will deal with that third contributor. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower power bring into growing the quality of their mind. And here's the first one. I'm incapable of thinking for myself. I'm incapable of thinking for myself. Now, this is a non-reality-based thought, because we are capable of thinking for ourselves. And this is being taken to an extreme. I should mention there are times and days when it's necessary to let other people help us, maybe even to think for us. Two places I can think of are things that have to do with maybe we're in a state of crisis, or maybe we're being emotionally consumed by an event. And sometimes we do need other people to, in effect, do some of our thinking for us to help us. That's not unhealthy. That's a good thing, to turn things over to somebody else at a particular time. There may be times when we are not aware of certain things that we need to look to others to help us with that we don't know about. But the person with lower ego power gets caught up in the disempowerment of thinking I must never really think for myself. Well, this is a non-reality-based thought in which you can often underestimate the quality of your intellect. That is, maybe you're a lot more intelligent and more capable than you give yourself credit for being, something that people with low ego power often do. This is a non-reality-based, illogical thought in which you tell yourself that maybe you shouldn't think for yourself. Again, the idea is, we're talking about the degree of this, and when you tell yourself that all the time, that's not healthy, and that's not connected to reality. This is a non-reality-based thought in which you tell yourself that others should think for me always. And as I said earlier, not always, just some of the time. But unfortunately, people with lower ego power tend to lean way too much on other people to do their thinking for them. And that this is a non-reality-based thought that says, I'm better off letting others think for me. Well, that may not be the case if you're listening to the wrong people at the wrong times about the wrong things. This is a non-reality-based thinking that says, I can only fail if I rely on myself. You're disempowering yourself with the idea or thinking that I can only get it wrong, I can only do wrong, I can only fail if I look to myself rather than others. When your ego power is healing, you begin to realize that you should be doing more of your thinking for yourself than you are presently doing. But until then, when you're thinking that I'm incapable of thinking for myself and you're taking that to an extreme, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to talk about another reflection, similar to the first one of ego stupidity, which is, I need other people to tell me what to think. I need other people to tell me what to think. Again, this is an idea when taken to an extreme, meaning I need people to do that pretty much all the time. That's a non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thought that people, when they are disempowered, often get caught up in thinking, whether they know it or not. This is a non-reality-based thought in which you're empowering others to think for you, as if that can really happen. We can think, other people may think for us some of the time, but if they do it for us a lot of the time or all of the time, that's very unhealthy. This is a non-reality-based thought in which you think that others should or can be responsible for what you are learning or what you should change within your mind or what you should remove from your mind. Again, it's a degree kind of thing. The more you do that, the more you assume that you need others to tell you what to think, the more you are getting involved in ego stupidity. This is non-reality-based thinking in which maybe you're often conforming to the beliefs and attitudes of other people, their ideas, their version of truth, but you may not be internalizing it. And when internalizing it is when we are truly believing it. It's truly a part of us. But oftentimes people with lower ego power, they aren't internalizing it. They're just conforming. They're just going along. Sometimes it's going along to get along because they fear the consequences of disagreement. So they disempower themselves by just conforming, even if they know something may be not true. This is a non-reality-based thinking or thought in which you miss the holes and the weaknesses contained in their ideas and beliefs. And this is something that people with lower power do. They're missing things. They're telling themselves or they're avoiding things that may not be true in what people are telling them. And oftentimes they really are. They may be giving others a lot more credit and a lot more say in their life than they should have. So these are some ideas, these are some impacts of ego stupidity, reflections of ego stupidity that are often occurring involving difficulty with growing the quality of your mind that stand in the way, that create an avoidance. When your ego power is healing, you realize that you can and you should be thinking for yourself probably most of the time. But until then, when you're thinking that I need other people to tell me what to think, and it's often to a much larger extent than necessary, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Now we're going to take a look at some specific ego insights connected to the symptoms and the ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty growing your mind, the quality of your mind with truth. These are insights that are intended to help you see more of your, what I call, ego blindness, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties thinking for yourself and growing your mind with truth, in a more deeper reality-connected way. So here is the first insight. Your lower ego power voice is preventing you, it's stopping you from knowing that you learned to distrust your thinking. This was something that you learned earlier on in your life in most cases. This is a distrust that's learned from egoically unhealthy people from your past over time. And usually those people were probably a mother or father, a brother or sister, maybe some other influence that was existent in your home. And oftentimes they had issues, but they didn't know they had those issues, and you didn't know they had those issues. Maybe they were authoritarian parents, or maybe they were dictatorial parents, or maybe they were highly insecure parents. And as a result, a lot of the messages they sent to you were disempowerment in order to, in a sense, falsely empower themselves. And these are people with lots of issues for whom you became a convenient target. Part of the convenience is that you're a kid. You don't know better. You don't know the truth. So it's easy to attack kids. These are people you placed your faith in, who entrusted because of their position. They were older, supposedly smarter, more experienced. And also that you had an inability to challenge them. That's one of the hard things about being a child, is that you can't really challenge easily what adults are telling you. You're somewhat dependent on them physically for your survival as well as emotionally. And these are people who led you to distrust your mind due to the lack of confidence, not competence. Competent. You were always a smart, capable person, but learned not to be one. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. I'm going to talk about one more insight before we go to our next break. Your lower ego power voice stops you from realizing that your ability to think for yourself is better than your belief in your ability to do so. The impact of disempowerment has distanced you from a belief in your ability to independently use your mind. It's pushed you away from a healthy belief in your capacity to think. It's distanced you from the potential that you actually have to think for yourself, sort of creating a wall or a barrier for you to really recognize that. So the ability, the potential has always been there, but the energy is blocking its view. And you may have seen glimpses of this potential, you know, where you actually were successful and were thinking and something pretty intelligent and pretty capable, but you often responded to it with thoughts of disempowerment. People with lower ego power often are good at missing their successes or talking their way out of their successes rather than fully acknowledging them. So this is some of what has often happened. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. You're listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego, Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Own Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people just like you and me. We're going to continue looking at ego insights before we close today's program with some looking at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. The next insight, your lower ego power voice is stopping you from realizing that you're repeating criticisms that you heard in the past from family members or others who were destructively critical of you. Something I think I said earlier, repeating in a way, is that people with lower ego power often have histories where they were confronted by people who weren't very supportive, but they were very non-supportive. A very dysfunctional mom or dad, a dysfunctional brother or sister or cousin or uncle or aunt, or grandparent, somebody that probably had a fairly sizable amount of access to you, either because they lived in the home or they often visited the home. And over time, meaning over several years, they gave you little doses of criticism that were destructive, but in a way, you're a child. You don't know that it's destructive. You don't know it's nonsense, and you don't know their issues. You just take things at face value, and that's unfortunate. Your self-attacks, the put-downs, are like an echo from the past. In a way, you start doing to yourself what those people, those quote important people, because they were near you, were doing in the past. And this is disempowerment involving your mind that didn't start with you. You didn't disempower yourself. These people played that role because your ego, and your ego energy is very what I would call malleable, meaning it can be shaped or influenced by what's going on around you as much as it would be from within you. And what's going on around you is often a dysfunctional environment with dysfunctional people who would do things like that. And every dose of criticism would solidify this disempowerment. So, you know, the more often you heard something critical, it didn't have to happen every day. It could happen once a week or even once a month. But these are things that never should have been said. Destructive, you know, attacks on how well you can think, and the messages that suggest that really you shouldn't be thinking for yourself. This is something that I should do. And you're able to shatter this with getting to the truth of who you really are. A person who can be empowered with the use of their mind to build their truth, to be more deeply connected to reality, both human and divine. And when you awaken fully, you'll be, egoically speaking, you'll be able to see all of this. The next indication of ego or insight involves the notion that your lower power voice prevents you from seeing your own good thoughts and ideas. People with lower ego power are disempowered, and they have a hard time seeing what is right about their ideas and thoughts. They have a hard time seeing what's good about them because this energy that they're caught up in, again, it's a prism, sort of, so to speak, a filter through which they are looking at things in life, including themselves and how they are. And it's blocking you from realizing that you're a much smarter person than you know yourself to be. It's as if those good ideas, the good thinking, that intelligence doesn't exist, but it does. It's, in a way, being hidden away in a closet in your mind. And by the way, many other people can see them. They can see what you can't see readily because they're not looking at you through the same ego energy. Something I said earlier, people see you differently, and they see you in some respects in a more healthy way, healthy reality connected people would, in your family, including the members of your family. And they believe in you because they know there's something there to believe in. this isn't something where people are just being nice to you. They aren't just being nice and saying nice things. They truly mean it because they can see it. You question them because, again, the disempowerment within your ego energy is blocking your view and ability to take at face value the reality of what they're saying. But when you fully awaken egoically, you'll be able to see all of this. I'm going to talk about one more ego insight before we go on to ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. Your lower power voice has stopped you from seeing how smart people often aren't, meaning being able to see that sometimes people aren't as smart as they appear to be, that your disempowerment is leading you to see people in often a distorted, overly empowered light. You overly empower them without realizing that there can be things that are lacking. You magnify what people do know, and you minimize what they don't know. There's a lot of stuff that people don't know. But you don't know they don't know that because you're empowering them with the idea that they're so wise and they know so much more than we do. Sort of like that Wizard of Oz effect. You know, just turn off your thinking. Let me do your thinking and guide your life for you. And this is the kind of thing that prevents you from appropriately challenging and questioning their ideas and beliefs. It prevents you from seeing that you are often as smart, if not smarter, and this is not a competition, but that you're just capable of being intelligent and thinking for yourself as they might be. And sometimes you may be more capable than they are. When you fully awaken, you'll be able to see all of this. These are just some of the reflections of ego stupidity and insights involving ego's voice. Again, there are many more in my book, It's Your Ego Stupid, that's available as a free download on the homepage of my website, egoandspirit.info. Next and now, we're going to take a look at how lower ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to growing the quality of our mind. We're going to take a look at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity. The God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of growing the quality of our mind, each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God. The God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego power. And we'll start with being the love God is. People with lower power have difficulty being spiritually well and growing the quality of their mind when they're failing to embrace the gift of their mind with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve gaining distance from growing your mind due to any weaknesses or misperceived weaknesses it may possess. When your lower power affects the conditions under which you're willing to grow your mind with truth, you're not being the unconditional love God is. That is, relying on others to do this rather than yourself. When your lower ego power is leading you to withhold the use of your mind when interacting with others, you're not being the connective love God is when failing to share the gift of your mind with others. When your lower power is burdening you with distancing and disowning your mind, and failing to grow it with truth that you supply, you're not being the unlimited love God is towards yourself when you're pushing your mind away from you. And when your lower ego power is limiting the use of your mind towards growing it with truth, you're not being the unlimited God is. That is, when you're failing to love your mind by nourishing it with your truth. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, and you're less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with lower power have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting their ability to grow their mind with truth. Your divinity welcomes the growth of your mind by you, as well as others, who are truly intending to serve you with honor and respect. When your lower power is leading you to dishonor and disrespect the potential of your mind, you're not being the life God is. When your lower power is leading you to see others as being more entitled to grow your mind than you are, you're not being the life God is. When your lower power is leading you to attack your thoughts disrespectfully, you're not being the life God is. And when your lower power is leading you to neglect and ignore your thoughts in favor of others, you're not being the life God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, and you're less spiritually well. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy that's been designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. That is, you're working to get to know your truth and truth. And this is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, or Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, or another I failed to mention. People with lower power have difficulty being spiritually well when they're failing to grow the quality of their mind towards coming to know human and divine truth. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which growing the quality of your mind is being welcomed by you. And this includes areas where there is needed growth. All that is being welcomed by you. It involves healing and transformation, in which you're taking responsibility for growing the quality of your mind with truth and understanding. You're the one who's seeking more truth and doing as much from within and not from just without. When disempowerment is leading you to fail to take this responsibility, you're not being the energy God is. When disempowerment is leading to you to build your truth solely on the truth of others, you're not being the energy God is. When disempowerment is leading you to your failure to question the false truths others are trying to show you, you're not being the energy God is. And when disempowerment is blocking your ability to build and live your truth, you're not being the energy God is. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we can remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego power and difficulty growing the quality of your mind, give some thought to the symptoms, the ego stupidity, the insights and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.